Storytelling pro Evropu.
Storytelling para Europa.
Storytelling for Europe.
Storytelling pre Europu.
Aneška.
I have dyslexia, which requires extra time for reading. My life with dyslexia is similar to one of a normal person, except I need more time to do some things. Writing isn't my strong suit either. That's why I prefer to handle things in person. My dyslexia started to manifest during primary school when we were reading through a reading book in pairs. My classmate wanted to turn the page when I was not even halfway through it. It didn't seem right to me because in school I was very quick and I filled every room I was in. Suddenly I realized that reading this wasn't the case. In the beginning, it demotivated me. Many dyslexics do not like to read because they think they cannot pull it off. Eventually, I found my way, and now I can't imagine my life without books. However, I am not the exemplary type of dyslexic. Among us are people who read very badly or even can't read at all. They excel in other things, though. In addition, besides dyslexia, I developed dysorthography, too. Even though I have mastered grammar and Slovak spelling rules, at times I don't know how to correctly write a certain word. A big problem for me is differentiating when to write I or Y. During my school years, I would write up to 3 dictations a day with my mom. However, in the Slovak language lessons, I would never get a better mark than insufficient. Luckily, I was gifted with an aptitude for speech and was a brilliant speaker. I would win all of the reciting contests and give literature 100%, which allowed me to move on to other grades. Our school system is set in a way that every student has to fit into specified norms. A student has to keep up with and fulfill the teacher's requirements, otherwise they will be moved to a less advanced study group. I remember the time when I wanted to try out for a grammar school admission test and was told not to bother trying because I would not succeed anyway. My mother didn't want me to worry and suggested that I should try and become a hairdresser. I refused to give in. From a young age, I have been a stubborn person, so I attended tutoring lessons to help me with the Slovak language through the whole of year 9. The same goes for other languages. I have been learning English for many years, but I am still not fluent in it. Some people are afraid to speak the language until their speech is flawless, but my disability taught me one important thing. My whole life I was used to failure, and that is why it does not bother me anymore. I do not care if I make mistakes. It does not matter to me what other people think. The important part is to be able to comprehend what other people are saying. In the end, I graduated from a law school even though I barely passed through high school. How is that possible, you ask? I've always known what I wanted. In school, I set my mind on history and civics and focused solely on them. I wasn't concerned about the other subjects, I simply needed to not fail them. I knew that I would never use them further in my life. My strategy paid off, as many of my classmates who would get straight A's often didn't get anywhere in their lives. At that time, many straight A students who applied for law studies in my class didn't make it. And that's my message for the parents of kids who are suffering from dyslexia or any other obstacles. Do not push them. They don't have to be perfect. You have to find something that your kids are good at and encourage them and support them in pursuing that. You never know if it's your child who will change the world. Thanks to my dyslexia, I learned not to waste time on anything I won't benefit from. I was aware that studying law will be demanding and that sometimes I might not be 100% successful. At times, I failed the exams. Every year, I would bring some of my classes to the next year with me, so much that I became a hard worker. What worked the best for me was that my classmates read the laws out loud for me, and I would underline the most important parts, and by that, gave studying my structure. In cases when I didn't know how to write a word grammatically correct, I would again ask my classmates. I have a community of people that know me and have my back whenever I need them.
Project Storytelling for Europe is funded by the European Union and Erasmus Plus programme.